This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An Israeli strike in Gaza has killed more than 20 people. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli forces struck a school in northern Gaza Saturday, killing at least 22 people and wounding 30. The ministry says most of the casualties were women and children. The Israeli army says it targeted a Hamas command center in what used to be a school. It says it used precise munitions and aerial surveillance to limit the harm to civilians. The Israeli military has continuously accused Hamas of operating from within civilian infrastructure in Gaza, including schools, UN facilities, and hospitals. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner arrived on Saturday at the first Labour conference since the party swept to power in a landslide election victory in July.
Our biggest conference ever and the first one in 15 years with Labour in government. Woo! And change has started. And today we're going to set out, and over the next coming days, how we're fixing the foundations and rebuilding our country. So enjoy conference. Very, very good to be here.
The conference comes after Starmer saw off a rebellion in the party earlier this month over plans to cut £1.5 billion in winter fuel payments to the elderly. Starmer has also faced criticism for releasing prisoners early and pay deals with trade unions. Labour says it has been forced to make difficult decisions because of what it calls the prior Conservative government's dire legacy, blaming it for leaving a £22 billion black hole in public finances and prisons fit to burst. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of Boeing's defense and space business is out as the company tries to fix its troubled contracts. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Boeing is replacing the CEO of its defense and space business, the unit saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule, which had to leave astronauts at the International Space Station and return to Earth empty. Boeing said Friday Ted Colbert is out, and the division's COO, Steve Parker, is in temporarily while the search is on for a permanent replacement. Since the start of 2022, the Defense and Space Division has lost $6 billion, slightly more than Boeing's airplane business. I'm Julie Walker.
Kenyan President William Ruto has arrived in Haiti as the United Nations grapples with how to best support a peacekeeping mission of resource-strapped Kenyan and Jamaican forces. The forces have struggled to contain the gangs terrorizing the Caribbean nation. Kenya was the first nation to send forces as part of a larger effort by the UN to offer international support to Haiti. About 400 Kenyan police are in Haiti. About 24 police and soldiers from Jamaica arrived to Haiti earlier this month. But the United States and other members of the UN have said that the forces aren't enough and lack resources to take on gangs. Some 53 people have been killed and 51 others are missing in Mexico's western Sinaloa state since rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel began clashing on September 9th, local authorities said on Friday, with gruesome violence showing no signs of abating. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Sinaloa's governor said more than 40 people have been arrested in recent days, including Fernando Perez Medina, known as El Pi, the alleged security chief for one of the sons of the jailed former Sinaloa kingpin known as El Chapo, who now leads the Los Chapitos faction. The trigger for the conflict between the two most powerful factions of the Sinaloa drug syndicate dates back to July. That's when Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who allegedly co-founded the Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, was arrested in the United States. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Thursday said that the United States was partly responsible for the instability because they, quote, carried out this operation.
Diane Tao from Reuters. A New Zealand pilot held hostage for more than a year in the Restif Papuas region of Indonesia has been freed by separatist rebels. Philip Mark Mertens, a 38-year-old pilot from Christchurch, was working for Indonesian aviation company Susi Air when he was abducted by rebels from a remote airport on February 7th, 2023. He said Saturday after his release, "Today I finally got out. I am so happy to be back home with my family soon." He was later flown to Jakarta to be reunited with his family. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.